February 1st is the deadline for officials at Bennett College to meet a $5 million fundraising goal in an effort to have the school's accreditation reinstated. It was revoked in December by the school's accrediting agency, which questioned Bennett's financial stability. As of yesterday, the campaign was still more than $1.5 million short of the goal. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Private foundations and businesses have given Bennett more than $1 million in donations over the past week. School officials say they are still waiting to hear from several potential large donors. Alumni and other individuals have also made substantial donations through the mail and the school's online Stand With Bennett campaign. Bennett President Phyllis Worthy Dawkins speaking on NPR's 1A program.
At this point, it's at the grassroots level. And when I say grassroots, I'm also referring to a lot of faith-based groups, ministers dropping off checks from their congregations. And so the grassroots level has been tremendous. Not only faith-based groups, sororities, fraternities, organizations throughout the city as well.
The country's oldest African-American sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha, gave the school $100,000 this week and pledged $10 million toward Bennett's endowment over the next 4 years. Bennett needs the $5 million to convince the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, SACS, that the college is financially sound. The school has a budget surplus of more than $400,000, but that's after having budget deficits for seven of the last 11 years. Dawkins says the college's debt is about $8 million. About 10 years ago, Bennett officials borrowed more than $20 million from the federal HBCU Capital Finance Program to construct three buildings. Last year, that loan was deferred interest-free for 6 years. Dawkins says they will use that time to stabilize the school financially for the long term.
We're going to look at a different business model for the institution. We're going to look at partners. We're going to stress innovation across the campus. We're going to look at market-driven majors. We're going to look at opportunities to grow our endowment. We have to operate according to the number of students that we serve. So we're going to have to cut expenditures down to accommodate that size.
Right now, that's 465 students, just over half of what the school can accommodate. Dawkins says the endowment is currently $13 million. She wants to see that increase to about $50 million. Bennett officials will get a chance to present their plans to SACS in an appeals hearing when the agency meets February 18th through the 20th. Dawkins says Bennett will sue SACS if its accreditation is not reinstated. She is confident they will keep their accreditation during that process, but says because Bennett is a United Methodist school, they have also applied for accreditation with the Transnational Association for Christian Schools. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.